These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Daniel, I'm 37, a student study coordinator from Manchester.
I'm Liz, I'm 43, a teacher from Bristol.
I'm Mike, I'm 28, a puzzle designer from Warrington.
I'm Barbara, I'm 62, an estate agent from Orpington.
And that's my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. If they make it back safely, though, they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Daniel. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
From Manchester?
I am.
All right, what do you do there?
I work for the University of Manchester and we send students abroad as part of their language course.
Right.
So it's great. Some of the places that the students go to is phenomenal. Some of the, you know, great places.
Do you get to visit as well?
Next month I'm going to Barcelona to visit the University of Barcelona. Fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I should say so. What do you get up to in your spare time?
One of my big passions is obviously travel, which seems to go through all my life, but also pop music.
Right.
Really, I love cheesy pop, like Kylie, 80s and 90s pop music.
Okay.
Great fan of it.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, it's my dad's 70th birthday this year, so I really want to take him down to London. He used to work down there.
Ah, okay.
So I want to take him to the places that he used to work at and see place that he grew up in.
What's his name, your dad?
Michael.
Right, let's get you and Michael to London. Daniel, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
This is the cash builder round. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
Good luck. Your time starts now. 50-50 and Phone a Friend were parts of what TV quiz show?
Millionaire.
Correct. Which Briton won the 2014 Formula One World Drivers' Championship?
Pass.
Lewis Hamilton. What acid is produced in the human stomach to help digest food?
Chlorophoric acid.
Hydrochloric acid. How many children did the Queen give birth to after she ascended the throne?
Two.
Correct. What type of fish become monsters in the Samuel L. Jackson film Deep Blue Sea?
Piranhas.
Sharks. In the A.J. Cronin stories, who was the partner of Dr. Cameron?
Pass.
Dr. Finlay. What major world religion was founded in Arabia in the 7th century?
Islam.
Correct. What cocktail is said to be named after a surfer called Tom Harvey?
Harvey Warbanger.
Correct. In 2015, what London Museum announced it was moving its entrance hall Diplodocus?
The V&A.
Natural History Museum. Which Australian pop star re-recorded some of her hits for the Abbey Road Sessions?
Kylie Minogue.
Correct. Daniel, £5,000, great start.
Wow.
However, we could make some more. Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast, Mark Lebette? So big, he doesn't get dandruff, he gets snowdrifts. Or what about Jenny the Vixen Ryan, so hot the last team she played spontaneously combusted? Or could it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? She dislocated a finger last week. That barman won't ignore her again, that's for sure. Or could it be the Cineman, Paul Sinner, a mind so fast they use the Hadron Collider to measure his IQ? Or maybe it's the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace. So unpopular, even Billy Nomates won't return his calls. Who do you fancy taking on?
I would prefer Anne Hegarty or Paul Sinha.
I think
they're the ones that I can hopefully try and throw slightly.
Oh.
Mark Lebette or Sean, I think they're just too knowledgeable.
Really?
I'm scared of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's time to bring on the chaser. Just too knowledgeable, says Daniel. Well, here he is, the mastermind champ. Legal, legal, it is our Dark Destroyer. It is Sean Wallace.
I thought you were going to be desperate, Dan, but you turned out to be Dan the man.
Really? Oh, wow, thank you.
Let's put some money on the table. £5,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. You can now change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
You're far too good for this. £1,000.
Thank you. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
You're good enough for this. £20,000.
Nice offer for player one. Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Barbara.
I think you were pleased with the cash builder and it's great. And if we could all get back, it would be a good cross-section of knowledge. So five's great.
Cool. Mike.
I would say
Stick with the £5,000, unless you've had a serious bowl of Quizios in this morning, you know. Stick with the £5,000.
Thank you, Liz.
Stick with the five. We need you back.
Yeah, that's a steady start. OK, Daniel, let's take a look. One, five, £20,000. What do you think?
It's got to be the £5,000.
Yeah, £5,000 to start off. Yeah, that's fair enough. Daniel, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good. Here comes your first question. Which of these characters did Harrison Ford play on film first? A, Indiana Jones. B, Jack Ryan. C, Han Solo. You've put Han Solo.
Yeah, I think it's basically just the older film. I'm sure that's where he got his fame and notoriety from, and then went on to do Indiana Jones.
Yeah, correct answer is, I think you're right. And it is, well played. Step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes right with Han Solo. What year was that?
1977.
Wow, 77. I was 17. Happy days. Here's the next question. Saurians are what type of animal? A, reptile. B, mammal. C, fish. You've put mammal.
I'm thinking, it's a bit tenuous, this, but Taurus. With Saurians, and I'm going with that. It's as much as I've got.
Correct answer is... bad luck. Reptile is the right answer. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with reptile. Moves to within two. Here's the next question. What number is regarded as lucky by the Chinese because its name sounds like the word for prosperity and wealth? A, 4, B, 8, C, 10. You've put 10.
I was actually thinking 7, to be honest, so I was a bit stumped on that one, so I've gone for 10.
Correct answer is... it's 8. Staying where you are, Chase has put. He should get this. And does. Moves to within 1. We are 4 from home. Here's your next question. Which of these famous buildings is still lived in? A, Rivo Abbey. B, Tintern Abbey. C, Woburn Abbey. You've put Woburn Abbey.
It's the only one that I've heard of. The other two, never heard of them before, so I've gone with that one.
Correct answer is... good answer, Woburn Abbey is right. Step close to home. Chaser has put... goes right also with Woburn Abbey.
Which is in Bedfordshire. And you know what? When I was 8 years old, I met the then Duke of Bedford.
At Woburn Abbey itself?
Yeah.
Did you go on a school trip?
Yeah.
We went to Woburn Abbey as a school trip. I wonder when you went.
I went in 68.
I went in 68. What month did you go?
I would have gone sometime in July. We'd have been towards the end of summer.
Yeah, that's what we did. And I queued up to meet him as well, but some dude was taking all his time up. Let's hold him.
But he did.
Here's the next question. Who performed with Jay-Z on the single No Church in the Wild? A, Kanye West. B, Drake. C, Eminem. You've put... we've put Drake. Is this a guess?
It's a complete guess. R&B is not my bag.
I think he's guessing. Here we go. All right, you've put Drake. Got to be right. Correct answer is... Kanye West, staying where you are. If the chaser's put Kanye West, you're out. Chaser has put... got to be wrong. Please be wrong. Come on. Oh!
Bradley, you know I like my rappers.
So disappointed.
Oh, I wouldn't have had a clue myself. No. Daniel, I'm so sorry.
Not
give our best to your dad, though.
Cheers.
You'll get into London, no
Absolutely.
Problem at all. But
Cheers.
You have been caught and for you. The chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Daniel. Bless you. Oh, and a round of applause from the team.
And from me as well.
And from the chaser.
Well, I'm here to do a job, as you know, Bradley.
Yeah.
So, Liz, you're next.
Yeah.
Oh, Liz is up for it. Good, because next to face the chaser, it is Liz. Welcome to the show, Liz. Looking forward to it?
I am, actually, yeah.
Now, you're from Bristol?
I am, yeah.
Born and bred?
No, I'm originally from Bradford, but I've lived in Bristol for about 4 years now.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher in the community.
Right.
So I work mainly with adults, mainly vulnerable adults who want to do something with their life.
All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I like cooking.
Right. Favourite dish to cook?
Oh, I like anything with chicken. I like Caribbean food, I like Chinese food as well.
What else do you relax? What else
I enjoy arts and crafts, but I also enjoy writing.
OK.
Recently wrote a play that's been produced in Coventry.
Really?
I'm hoping that's actually going to go a lot further as well.
Wow, how about that? If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would create kind of a little creative hub at home. I could do with a new computer.
Right. OK, let's do that. Let's get you that work cave. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Good luck, Liz. Your time starts now. In the Eddie Cochran song, how many steps are there to heaven?
Pass.
Three. What medical condition gets its name from Greek words meaning joint inflammation?
Arthritis.
Correct. The Triple Entente was an alliance at the beginning of what war?
Second World War.
First World War. What Swedish car company was founded in Gothenburg in 1927?
Pass.
Volvo. Which 17-year-old scored for Brazil in the 1958 FIFA World Cup final?
Pass.
Pelé. Which Englishman wrote the poem Kubla Khan?
Pass.
Samuel Taylor Coleridge. What colour wine is used in traditional Coq au Vin?
White.
Red. Which actor played Terry in Minder and Jerry in New Tricks?
Dennis Waterman.
Correct. What piece separates the Queen and a knight at the start of a chess game?
Pass.
Bishop. Which character in the Shrek films? Coq au Vin.
I know.
Chicken.
I know. It's terrible.
All right, well, look, Liz, £2,000.
It's something.
You got it, Barbara. It is something. You're absolutely right. Oh, it's completely backed by your team. No problem at all. We'll get to the table. We might make some more. You ready?
Yeah.
OK, Liz, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Well, I think your theatrical career is going to be more successful than your chaser one.
Let's put your £2,000 on the table, though, Liz. There you are, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£500.
That's a plus, though. That's good. And if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£15,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Barbara.
I think you'll be better with the multiple choice questions because I think that's easier. 500 is still something. If you feel more comfortable, just relax because the more the merrier back here is my argument.
You bet. Mike.
I would say go with the £2,000 offer. You've got plenty of room between you two. And I think if you're on form, there's no way he can catch you.
Right. Okay. I think it was a touch of nerves in the cash builder, if you don't mind me saying this. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, OK. We have 500, £2,000, £15,000, Liz. What'll it be?
I'm staying with 2,000.
Staying with 2,000. Thank you very much, Chaser.
I agree with that sentiment, but I'm still going to catch you.
Here we go, Liz, for £2,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In what decade did Albert Einstein win the Nobel Prize for Physics? A, 1920s. B, 1940s, C, 1960s. You've put 1940s.
Yeah. I just think 1920 seems a bit early.
Yeah. 60s too late?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... 20s it is. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with the 20s. Comes onto the table.
He actually won it in 1921 for the photoelectric effect.
Ah, thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these comedy characters is played by a woman? A, Mrs. Brown. B, Dame Edna Everage. C, Mrs. Merton. You've put Mrs. Merton. Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Correct answer is... It is Mrs. Merton. Step closer home, well done. Chaser has put... Goes right with Mrs. Merton. Stays with us. Here's your next one, Liz. Good luck. America's Michelle Kwan was a 5-time world champion in which sport? A, gymnastics. B, figure skating. C, alpine skiing. You've put gymnastics.
I think so. I just, it just seems to ring a bell with me.
OK. Correct answer is? It's figure skating, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Sports fiend, our Chaser, by the way. Yeah, goes right, figure skating. Chaser moves within one of us. We are four from home. Here's your next question. When discussing a nude photo shoot, Marilyn Monroe allegedly said, "It's not true, I had nothing on. I had what? A, lipstick on, B, diamonds on, C, the radio on." You have put the radio on.
I've just put that because I think it sounds like the most obvious thing. The other two would be really clear, wouldn't it, if she had those on?
You've put the radio on, and the correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Nice one. Chaser has put. All goes wrong with lipstick on. Love it. Game opens up. Here's next question. Which sauce is often included as an ingredient in Welsh rabbit? A, peri-peri, B, tartar, or C, Worcestershire? You've put Worcestershire.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not tartar sauce. It's normally with fish dishes.
Yeah.
And peri-peris, no.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Well done. Chaser has put. Goes right with Worcestershire sauce. Remains the two behind. We're two from home. Here's next question. What was the first James Bond film to feature a female M? Oh. A, GoldenEye. B, License to Kill. C, Octopussy. You've put License to Kill.
I think it is. I think it is. I'm pretty sure there wasn't one in Octopussy.
Are you a Bond fan, Liz?
Not massively, no. Not massively, but...
Correct answer is... I think it was Pierce Brosnan, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
GoldenEye.
I'm staying where you are. Now then, Chaser has put. Here he comes. Not in a million years you're going to miss this. Does indeed.
Not James Bond, you're joking. Yeah. 1995, that came out. Judi Dench played M. Do you know what M stands for in the original James Bond books?
Mum?
It's named after Admiral Sir Miles Mazeberry.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these international organisations was established in New Hampshire in 1944? A, IMF. B, OPEC. C, NATO. You've got us on the run. Liz, what have you put? You have put NATO. North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Now then.
I just think, well, the IMF, is that the International Monetary Fund or something?
OPEC is Old People Eat Cabbage. That's that one.
Yeah, I've never heard of OPEC. I went for NATO and I really, really don't know.
Got to be right to stay in the game. Correct answer is... It's IMF. OK, staying where you are, International Monetary Fund it is. If the Chaser has put that, we are out. Do you think he knows it?
Yeah. He probably does.
Chaser has put. Liz, I'm so sorry, darling.
Oh, I should have chosen that as well, shouldn't I? That's the only other one that I knew.
Formed after the Bretton Woods Conference in 1944.
Right.
That's when the IMF was formed, and Bretton Woods is in New Hampshire. OPEC stands for the Organisation for Petroleum Exporting Countries.
Oh, gosh.
And NATO was formed in April 1949.
All right, thank you. Liz, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
You're my second player to go. Table turns red, and Liz, for you, the chase is over.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Good luck with your play.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're on form, big boy.
Sometimes I can knock them out, sometimes they can get through the first two, so the game could change. Let's hope it doesn't. Mike, you're next.
No money in the prize fund. No players through to the final chase. However, two players left to play. Mike is up first after break. Let's see how he gets on. Welcome back. Next to face the chaser, it's Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is interesting. You're a puzzle designer.
Yes, I am.
So... What is that?
Basically, if someone comes up to me and say, I want something for a party or an event or whatever, and I'll just say, like, what type of puzzles do you like? Do you like your sports? Do you like physics? Or number puzzles, word puzzles, and I'll just bash a load of stuff together and see what happens.
Wow. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I do cosplay, going to conventions.
Cosplay, did you say?
Yeah, cosplay, so it's costume play. Some people go as their own characters. I've got several of my own. I've got a cheetah costume, I've got a husky costume, I've got a couple of others as well.
And how much is a costume?
My most expensive one is just under £2,000.
If you had the money, if you won a lot of money tonight, what would you do?
Well,
what costume would you buy?
I'd actually probably want to get a full replica of a Stormtrooper uniform, but I want one that's, you know, top-notch, not one of these ones that's made in a back garden shed or something.
Yeah, no, sure, I understand. All right, well, let's see if we can get you a Stormtrooper outfit, Mike. I wish you well. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go, Mike, good luck. Your time starts now. Plains and mountain are species of what striped African mammal?
Gorilla.
Zebra. A clergyman's collar is usually known by what nickname?
Dog collar.
Correct. Ariadne, Pythagoras and Oracle are characters in what BBC fantasy drama?
Pass.
Atlantis. Parsnip cereal is one of the signature dishes of which experimental chef?
Heston Blumenthal.
Correct. In what astrology system can you be a yang metal rat or a yin wood
Chinese
dragon?
Chinese zodiac system.
Correct. Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Damon?
Pass.
Rembrandt. Which Wimbledon champion shares her first name with a planet?
Venus Williams.
Correct. The chart-topping duo Icona Pop come from what Scandinavian country?
Sweden.
Correct. What German number do you get if you add eins and zwei together?
Drei.
Correct. Used in India to decorate hands, what dye is produced by the Lawsonia inermis plant?
Ochre.
Henna. Which singer and actress? Very good. £6,000.
Oh, sweet.
Are you happy?
Yes, I am very happy.
I should say, may the force be with you. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Very good performance that was.
Thank you very much.
The only puzzle in this chase is how quickly I'm going to catch you.
I think that's going to be not at all.
Let's have a look at the table. Put some money on there. £6,000. Step closer to home, we'll get you an offer of?
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser, we'll get you an offer of?
£36,000.
Have a chat with Barbara.
I know you might be tempted by the higher offer, but my famous last words saying, let's all get back here. I don't want to be on my own. Please.
Oh, he's on a mission, though, Barbara. Let's face the table. I can tell it. I can feel it. £36,000. What are you thinking?
You only live once. £36,000.
Rock and roll. £36,000. Well done, Mike. Put it there, mate. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Chaser.
Thank you, Anthony.
From the Chaser, that is. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you very much.
Ready?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Mike, for £36,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Corrugator muscles cause wrinkles on what part of the face? A, around the mouth. B, on the forehead. C, under the eyes. You've put on the forehead.
I would say most old people, they tend to have the corrugated iron look on their forehead there.
OK. That doesn't really show in HD, though, does it? People are now standing by their telly doing their washing on my forehead. Correct answer is... Now then, step closer home. Well done. Chaser has put. Goes right with on the forehead. Look at him. Not a line on his face. Hey, I'm one day older than him.
No, I'm 2 days older than you.
Oh, yeah, you are, sorry. But look at him and look at me. Seriously? That's not right, is it? And he's taller. And he's cleverer. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here's the next question. Who did Adolf Hitler refer to as the most dangerous woman in Europe? A, the Queen Mother. B, Clementine Churchill. C, Vera Lynn. You've put Clementine Churchill.
The only thing I can think of there is behind every great man is a great woman.
You bet. Correct answer is... It's the Queen Mother. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with the Queen Mother because she was married to...
draws the sixth.
Ah. Now then, Chase is one behind with five from home. Good luck. Here's your question.
Okay.
The cha-cha-cha developed from which other Latin dance? A, mambo, B, tango, C, bolero. You've put mambo.
The only one I can actually think of was mambo number five, but I think that came out a lot later than the cha-cha-cha.
Oh, OK. Oh. Correct answer is... Well played. Mambo's very good. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes wrong with tango. I'd have gone tango all day. Yeah. Funny, that it? Game opens up. We're four from home. Chase is two behind. Here's your next question. Which of these songs was a UK number one hit? A, One More Night, B, One for Sorrow, C, One Moment in Time. You've put One Moment in Time.
That's the only one that I kind of recognise there.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put... Goes One Moment in Time. He remains two behind with three from home.
By Whitney Houston. And it was the theme song for the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul.
Ah, thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these words refers to the time after a war? A, postbellum, B, postpartum, or C, postmanpat? You've put postpartum.
Postman Pat, you know, I don't think he's very warlike in what he does. A, never really heard of that. B was the safe choice there.
Correct answer is... Postbellum is the right answer, staying where you are. Chase has put, here he comes. Goes right, postbellum, which means...
Bellum is Latin for war.
All right, thank you. Chaser moves to one behind. We are three from home, £36,000 hanging in the balance. And Barbara's potential playing partner in the final. Here's your next question. According to American folklore, who created the Grand Canyon with a pick? A, Johnny Appleseed, B, Paul Bunyan, C, Bigfoot. Lee Dunn, you've put... Johnny Appleseed.
I don't think it was C. So, really, it's just one of those. Again, I've heard of the name Johnny Appleseed. Again, it could be just something leading me down the wrong path.
It's got to be right. You've put Johnny Appleseed. Correct answer is... Paul Bunyan is the right answer. Staying where you are. The chase has put Paul Bunyan. You are out. You think he knows it?
I think he's got this in the bag.
Chaser has put... Goes right with Paul Bunyan. Went for it.
Fair play to him. You got my undying respect.
Yeah.
But guess what? The exit's that way. Get off.
I can't believe it, Mike. I really enjoyed your company. You've been brilliant, mate. I really do.
Likewise.
However, you have been caught and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. I really liked him.
Barbara, do you remember the beginning of this game?
Yes.
Full house, you said.
Totally. It's my worst nightmare.
Barbara still can do it. A single player has done it before.
Oh, please.
No, I'm telling you they have. Stay tuned, everyone. This could be a bumpy ride. Welcome back. Last up, it's Barbara. Then there was you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it?
No.
Are you a quiz show fan?
Oh, I'm a fan if I'm sitting watching it on the telly and I know all the answers, but standing here is completely different.
OK, fair enough. And what do you do for a living, Barbara?
I'm semi-retired, but I'm an estate agent. I do viewings at the weekend, so I have none of the hassle of the solicitors and everything, and I just go in and I snoop in people's houses.
Have you always done that?
No, I've done loads.
What have you done?
Imperial War Museum, disc jockey, casting, funerals, catering, you name it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just never fancied settling down into one vocation, just the variety and...
Yeah, variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I've been with my partner for 23 years and we want to get married. Neither of us have, ever, and so our first wedding anniversary is likely to be our silver if we did it.
And what's your partner's name?
Russell. He's put up with me this long, so I might as well make it official.
So you'll use the money to, for you and Russell get to get married?
Yeah.
Barbara, good luck. Your time starts now. Which of the armed forces has its command HQ in Portsmouth?
Navy.
Correct. Johnny Walker Blue Label is a brand of what alcoholic spirit?
Johnny Walker's whiskey.
Correct. Meryl Streep received her 19th Oscar nomination for what 2014 musical?
Oh, gosh, no. No, pass.
Into the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
In a leap year, March is how many days longer than February?
2.
Correct. What city in Massachusetts is named after a town in Lincolnshire?
Halifax.
Boston. In 1548, which of Henry VIII's former wives died following childbirth?
Lady Jane Grey.
Catherine Parr. Girls Just Want to Have Fun was the first UK hit for which singer?
Cyndi Lauper.
Correct. Work on the Sagrada Familia Church in Barcelona began in what century?
18th.
You said 18th?
Mm.
Out of time.
19th, anyway.
19th, yeah. Anyway. But, Barbara, you know what? £4,000.
Right, better than naught, good.
All right, ready?
Mm.
Time to face the chaser.
Mm.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, sure.
You nervous?
Yes.
You should be.
Thank you. No chance of going easy with me, is there?
Absolutely none.
Not.
Well, let's put some money on the table, see how we get on. £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
Consider this. £1,000.
Right. But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
You could have the wedding of your dreams. £50,000.
What do you think?
There's no one here, is there, to ask?
You can ask me.
I'm going to go for 50.
Are you?
Why not? It's simple.
Good for you. £50,000 it is. Chaser?
Shake her hand for me. Actually, give her a hug.
Oh, lovely. Made my day.
Thank you. Good luck. Ready?
Let's do this, Bradley.
Barbara, for £50,000, the chase is on.
Look right, twit.
No, you won't. Good luck. Here's your first question. Bruce Willis plays James Cole in which of these films? A, 12 Angry Men. B, 12 Monkeys. C, 12 Years a Slave. You've put 12 Monkeys. Do you know this film?
Nope.
Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. 12 Monkeys is right. Chaser has put. Goes also with 12 Monkeys. Very good film, by the way.
12 Years a Slave obviously won the best...
Yeah, I knew it wasn't
in,
that.
2014. 12 Angry Men was a brilliant 1950 film starring Henry Fonda.
Yeah.
He was juror number 8.
And Lee J. Cobb.
You know Lee J. Cobb? You know what his real name is? It's Lee Jacob.
No.
It is.
Very good.
Clever.
I like it. I might change my name to Bradley Walsh. Here we go. Are you ready? Here's your next question. Which of these elements is not named after a person? A, fermium. B, barium. C, strontium. You've put strontium.
Do you know the answer? I've no idea.
I actually do.
Oh, OK, sorry, Brad.
That's all right, don't worry. I know it through shows like this.
Oh, OK.
That's right. Keep working on shows like this, you become...
genius.
Well, you don't really, you just become jammy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You put strontium. Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put... well played. Well played, that's good. All right.
Strontium is named after a village in Scotland. Borium's named after the famous Dutch physicist Niels Bohr. And fermium is named after Enrico Fermi.
My knees are shaking anyway. All that knowledge has just completely freaked me out. So can
it's designed to, because I'm going to catch you.
Thank you.
Here's your next question. German Ulrike Meifert has been both the youngest and oldest Olympic gold medalist in what athletics event? A, high jump. B, javelin. C, pole vault. You've put javelin.
You can't be too old to jump still. So I thought maybe throwing you could do, young and old.
Very good.
Logic?
Logic. I like it.
Guess?
Yeah, and I like your logic. You've put javelin. Correct answer is... bad luck. That's high jump. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with the high jump. Chaser's one behind. We're four from home with £50,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's your question. Why is the moon not classed as a planet? A, it's too small. B, its name is not a god. C, it orbits Earth. You've put its name...
silly, isn't it?
It's, you've put its name is not a god.
I've lost. Bye. Too small. I mean, no, go on. Because the sun is not a god's name. I was thinking Saturn and Uranus and Jupiter's.
Yes,
and...
you were indeed. However, this has to be right. The correct answer is...
No. For me, the chase is over.
It orbits Earth, you see.
Yeah.
Not yet. He hasn't got it right yet.
Of course he has.
Staying where you are. Chaser has put... there you are. You know what? You went for it, Barbara.
I went for it, and I didn't disgrace myself on the cash builder, so I'm fine.
Good. However, he reigns supreme.
Yes.
And for you, Barbara, the chase is over.
Pleasure.
Thank you. So, the chaser has played very, very well and taken out all four of my players. But the team has still the last chance to salvage something from tonight's game. Can they do it? Find out after the break. Welcome back. The chaser on fantastic form and catches all four of my contestants, but I've brought the team back and they have one last chance to take home some money by nominating the one player they think has the best chance of beating the chaser. And if that player wins, the team take home £1,000 each. So, team, have a quick discussion and decide who you would like to take on.
Seriously, yeah. I don't want to do it.
OK,
it looks like it's me.
Is it Mike? Mike. OK, please come and join me. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
B.
Set B. Therefore, of course, our chaser, Sean Wallace, gets set A. Only you have made it through to the final representing the team. That means you get a one-step head start on our chaser, and there it is. Right, Mike, it is all down to you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Breaking a mirror is said to bring how many years bad luck?
13.
7. In The Wizard of Oz, who sings If I Only Had a Brain?
Scarecrow.
Correct. Kvass is a fermented beverage from what country?
Spain.
Russia. Well, what relation was George V to Kaiser Wilhelm II?
Cousin.
Correct. The lateral rectus muscles help control what sensory organs?
Eyes.
Correct. What sudden political action means a stroke of state in French?
Coup d'etat.
Correct. Lasseter's Lake is a feature of what Australian TV soap?
Neighbours.
Correct. The football club Sampdoria is based in what Italian city?
Rome.
Genoa. What double glazing firm has the slogan, fit the best?
Pass.
Everest. Who was on the English throne when Shakespeare died?
Queen Elizabeth.
James I. Never Leave You was a number one hit for which UK rapper?
Jay-Z.
Tinty Strider. Lobe-toothed is a species of what carnivorous fish?
Piranha.
Correct. Who played three roles in the comedy film Norbit?
Pass.
Eddie Murphy. Suffragettes fought for women to have the right to do what?
Vote.
Correct. Muscat is the capital of what Middle Eastern sultanate?
Pass.
Oman. Amnesty International won which of the Nobel Prizes?
Peace.
Correct. What is the closest planet to the sun named after a god?
Mercury.
Correct. Mswati III is king of what African country?
Venezuela.
Swaziland. Traditionally, fez hats a shade of what colour?
Red.
Correct. Walking Back to Happiness was a 61 hit for which singer?
Pass.
Helen Shapiro. German short-haired pointer is a breed of what animal?
Dog.
Correct. In 1913, in what English city was stainless steel invented?
Birmingham.
Sheffield. In what decade were zebra crossings introduced?
30s.
1950s. The Whispering Galleries in what London landmark?
Pass.
St Paul's Cathedral. The phrase ad infinitum comes from what language?
Latin.
Correct. Which actress divorced singer Eddie Fisher in 1964? 13 no. steps. 13.
He's on form today. I just hope to get, I think, maybe 3-4 pushbacks, if I'm lucky.
Cool. Let's do that. All right. It is time to bring back the chaser.
Did very well. Did very, very well.
Right. Now then, if the chaser gets a question wrong, Mike gets it right, he pushes the chaser back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Ready? Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. A person stops being a teenager at what birthday?
20th.
Correct. What TV soap village was originally called Beckendale?
Emmerdale Farm.
Correct. An atoll is a ring-shaped reef composed of what?
Water.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Mike, an atoll is a ring-shaped reef composed of what?
The only thing I can think of is coral.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 12 required now to catch Mike. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. Who has been Liverpool FC's longest-serving captain?
Steve Gerrard.
Correct. Muy bueno means very good in what language?
Sorry?
Muy bueno means very good in what language?
Spanish.
Correct. What meat is most commonly used in the Chinese char siu dish?
Pork.
Correct. Michael Goff played which butler in the film Batman Returns?
Alfred.
Correct. Which leader of Taiwan died in 1975?
Chiang Kai-shek.
Correct. What space agency launched the Kepler mission?
European Space Agency.
Stop the clock, that is wrong. Mike, what space agency launched the Kepler mission?
I'm not going to say NASA. I'm going to say, I'll just say NORAD.
NORAD?
Yeah.
Should have said NASA, that's the right answer. All right, 7 to catch, 1 minute and 6 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What nationality was painter Jack Butler Yeats?
American.
Stop the clock, that is wrong. Mike, what nationality was painter Jack Butler Yeats?
I'll just say Canadian.
He was Irish. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which American singer had a number one with We Are Who We Are?
Rihanna.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Mike, which American singer had a number one with We Are Who We Are?
Lady Gaga.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Kesha. Your time starts again now. Arrhythmia affects the function of what organ?
The heart.
Correct. Which star of Singing in the Rain was also its co-director?
Gene Kelly.
Correct. What Asian country's flag is a red disc on a white field?
Japan.
Correct. Which British monarch was dubbed the last king of America?
George III.
Correct. How many people are needed to dance a foxtrot?
Two.
Correct. What kind of animal is a black cap?
Bird.
Correct. Where is the Lord Mayor of London sworn in every year?
Mansion House.
Stop the clock, that is wrong. Mike, where is the Lord Mayor of London sworn in every year?
No, I'm just going to say Houses of Parliament.
Nope, it's Guildhall. All right, here we go. Your time, chaser, starts again. Now, through what American state does the Yukon River flow?
Alaska.
Correct. Wow, Mike, 5 opportunities to push back, only 1 executed.
Yeah.
Had our chances, I have to say.
It is.
Seriously, had our chances.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you so much. If you'd like to join your team for me, please, thank you. Chaser?
Well done.
You know what, Mike, you showed tremendous courage there, and you were the player I was dreading most coming back, because obviously you got the highest demand in the cash builder, but I was superb today. You know why? It was just another day at the office.
He was superb today. There you are. He was indeed.
Yeah.
Team, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside
you.
I have to take away the £4,000 to tell you that Barbara, Mike, Liz and Daniel, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is finally over. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Well, there you are. Could you beat the chaser? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.